Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. 6 injuries, including 5 firefighters after a house fire overnight in Queens. One of them suffered a close encounter with falling air conditioner.
Apartments burnt to a crisp along 3 buildings here in Ridgewood. For Jaylene, her and her mom woke up and ran.
Me and my mom woke up, then the firefighters started knocking on our door saying, there's a fire, you gotta get out. We look out, right next door to us, flames bursting everywhere.
She and her mom huddled in a Red Cross blanket after standing outside for hours.
But a lot of animals were lost. My cat, I don't know where he's at.
Max has lived here 26 years.
He woke up to people screaming fire.
The Red Cross is working to help all of the families that have lost their homes be relocated to somewhere warm to sleep. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Ridgewood.
That wasn't the only house fire in Queens overnight. A home in Woodside went up in flames. The 2-alarm blaze breaking out on 64th Street near Queens Boulevard. One firefighter was hurt battling that fire, but we're told the injury was minor. The NYPD now on the hunt for a suspect in a deadly stabbing in the Bronx yesterday. They say a 53-year-old man was knifed multiple times right in the middle of the afternoon outside a building in Mott Haven on 3rd Avenue near 157th Street. The man taken to Lincoln Hospital, where he later died. The suspect fleeing on foot and is still on the run, police say. Investigators have released images of the person they're looking for. You can see them now at 1010winds.com. A longtime Trump critic, George Conway, now running for a congressional seat from New York City. Conway announcing today he's entered the Democratic primary for an open Manhattan House seat left vacant by the retirement of Jerry Nadler. He posted his first campaign video this morning.
A former Republican, now a Democrat, I fought Trump publicly in every way I could, and I paid a price. I'll never regret standing up to Trump or for the victims he abused.
Conway co-founded the Lincoln Project and is also known for his past marriage to former Trump advisor and Trump campaign manager in 2016, Kellyanne Conway. He says his legal background equips him to take on President Trump from Capitol Hill. Now, Conway, not the only formal campaign that launched today. Congressman Dan Goldman formally launched his reelection today as he prepares for a tough Democratic primary potentially in New York's 10th district. Goldman is facing a challenge from former city controller Brad Lander, who's criticized the congressman's approach on issues including the war in Gaza, and he's also backed by Mayor Mamdani. And as that primary fight takes shape, Goldman is getting early support from the top of his party. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries and other members of House leadership have already endorsed Goldman's reelection bid. They praise his role during President Trump's first impeachment and calling him a key figure in holding the administration accountable if Democrats retake the House. A decades-old murder mystery in New Jersey has finally been solved. Fairlawn police say convicted serial killer Richard Cottingham, known as the Torso Killer, has confessed to the 1965 death of an 18-year-old, Alice Eberhardt. Eric Aleshowitz, the town's police sergeant, was present during the confession, he says.
Alice Eberhardt, she was an 18-year-old nursing student at Hackensack Hospital, and she left school that day, made it home, and then was attacked by Richard Cottingham in her home.
Cottingham has been linked to multiple murders in New York and New Jersey, is already serving multiple life sentences. Cops say he provided details about the crime that were never made public, helping investigators close the case nearly 60 years later. Well, Mayor Mamdani moving quickly on a campaign promise to go after hidden service fees. On just his 5th day in office, the new mayor signed an executive order creating a task force to crack down on so-called junk fees, things like package handling charges, online ticketing fees, and restocking costs.
I'm directing DCWP to monitor, investigate, and enforce violations related to these very tricks and traps. We will make recommendations to the city council so that we can devise legislative solutions to these deceitful practices. And we will coordinate with our partners, including the law department and our very own Attorney General Tish James, to ensure coordination across government.
Separately, the mayor sought to set the record straight on the NYPD chain of command. He says Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch continues to report directly to him. That's after a new executive order raised questions about the reporting structure within his administration. The mayor says the change is about coordination, not who's in charge. Police in New Jersey are still trying to unravel a bloody and horrific scene inside a home in Piscataway, discovered after a deadly confrontation with police officers.
Police tape still surrounding the home on River Road, where 3 bodies were found inside. Cops initially called to the house about a man with a knife who charged at them. They first used a taser, but then shot and killed the man when they say he wouldn't comply in dropping the weapon. Neighbor Jessica Conroy on the police action.
They asked him to stop multiple times, gave him directions to stop multiple times. Like, it couldn't have been clearer that they were trying to handle that situation without that coming to it. And they did tase him.
As to the bodies found inside the house moments later, the state PBA putting out a statement saying it was a gruesome, horrific scene that the first responders had to deal with. The names of those involved not released yet. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in New Jersey.
Well, there is still a nurse's strike looming at over a dozen hospitals in the five boroughs. Their union reports little progress after a weekend of contract negotiations with hospital management. In fact, according to the union, Mount Sinai has already hired temporary replacement RNs and forced union nurses to train them. The Greater New York Hospital Association has released a statement calling the union's 10-day strike notice irresponsible and adding that hospitals have no choice but to prepare for the possibility of a job action. They say some facilities are spending millions to bring in outside agency nurses, but they won't get that money back if a strike is, in fact, avoided. As for Mount Sinai, the hospital insists they are negotiating in good faith, but that the union's demands would cost hospitals billions. So they're preparing to protect patient care during a surge in flu hospitalizations.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.